نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وإذا قيل لهم آمنوا كما آمن الناس قالوا أنؤمن كما آمن السفهاء ألا إنهم هم السفهاء ولكن لا يعلمون. We begin with the praise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the King of all Kings, the Master of all Masters, and we send salat and salam, salutations upon Imam al-Anbiya, Sayyidul Rusul Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Continuing with the tafsir of Surah Al-Baqarah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this verse continues the mention of the munafiqeen, those who would claim to have iman, but in reality they were hiding kufr and disbelief in their hearts. So last week we covered the verse, وَإِذَا قِيلَ لَهُمْ لَا تُفْسِدُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ, that when it is said to them, do not cause corruption in the earth, قَالُوا إِنَّمَا نَحْنُ مُسْلِحُونَ, they will say that, no, we are the ones who are rectifying. We are the ones who are making things good. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned, أَلَا إِنَّهُمْ مُفْسِدُونَ وَلَكِنْ لَا يَشْعُرُونَ, that listen very carefully, they are in reality the ones who are corrupting. They are the corruptors, but they do not even understand or recognize. So we went into detail with regards to this last week. But just one point I forgot to mention was that as we've been doing the tafsir, sometimes one is that a person takes apparent meaning. Another is that a person, he dwells deeper into this and takes out meaning for his own life. And this is what the Sufis and those who were concerned with regards to their tazkiyah and their islah, they would dwell deeper that what lessons can I derive. So a person just thinks to himself that this is with regards to certain munafiqeen and certain kuffar who lived at the time of Rasulullah ﷺ, then it won't apply to him or her. So in order to apply this to our own lives, the Sufis, they would dwell into this. So they would mention certain ulama that when إِذَا قِيلَ لَهُمْ لَا تُفْسِدُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ, that when it is said to them, do not cause corruption in the earth, said that earth can refer to a person's batin and a person's inner self. That sometimes a person, he is on the wrong path. He is corrupting himself, but he does not even realize. He thinks to himself that he is doing something good, whereas in reality he is doing something bad. He thinks to himself that he is progressing spiritually and Islamically, whereas in reality he is going backwards. Rather than filling his heart with nur and light and guidance from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he is filling it with dalalah and misguidance. And this is when a person is in deception from nafs and shaitan, that he thinks evil to be good. So sometimes a person, he may do evil and he does not even realize that this is evil, and he thinks of this to be something good. How can a person determine if something is good or not? How do you determine if something is a good action or not? Okay, something else, yeah, you have to see whether it's permitted or not. Ask someone, but yeah, in terms of, how would you know if something is a good action? Can anyone just make up any good action and say, I think this is a good action, I'll get a reward for this? How do you know if it benefits the spirit? That's what Allah was mentioning. That they would think that, you know, it's benefiting them, rather it's causing corruption. You have to look at the life of who? Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Yeah? We have to see, was that action ordained by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this form of ibadah, which, you know, which a person wants to carry out, is it a form of ibadah which was taught to us by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? A person, he does not have the authority to make up his own good action. Any form of ibadah, good action, action of sharia, has to be report to us by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and through Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and thereafter we have the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala. The Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, follow on my sunnah and the sunnah of the Khulafa al-Rashidin, the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu. But after this, if a person thinks of a certain good action and he thinks that, oh, this is a very good action, but this was, we don't find an example of this in the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in the life of the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, then such an action cannot be a good action. If that action was something which would have rectified you, brought you closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Sahaba, you know, they would have been inspired. If a person thinks to himself that, you know, this good action, it wasn't in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it wasn't in the time of the Sahaba, or we can even go maybe to a Tabi'een, because Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he mentions the best of generation of the first three. The time, the era of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the era of the Sahaba, and the Tabi'een. We don't find any example, but you know, I have been inspired by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and this form of worship, if you do it in such a manner, you know, it will be very good for a person. And sometimes a person might even feel, spiritually feels really good, but this goodness which a person is feeling is actually a deception from shaitan, in order to take a person away from the sunnah, and to take a person away from the sharia. And this is what we term as bid'ah, an innovation. Something extra that you're adding to the deen. And an innovation, kullu bid'atin dhalala, Rasulullah mentions that every innovation is a form of misguidance. And bid'ah is a very great sin. Because when a person adds something to the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is as if he's saying that the deen was incomplete. The deen was naqis. There's something missing, and me, by making up this good action, you know, I've completed it. Na'udhu billah. Rasulullah sallallahu Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he revealed the verse, Al-yawma akmaltu lakum deenakum. Towards the end life of Rasulullah sallallahu just a few days or months before he passed away, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed this verse, the Quran, Al-yawma akmaltu lakum deenakum, that today I have perfected for you your deen. So deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, alhamdulillah, is perfect. Nothing needs to be added to the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So if a person wishes to become a true servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he wishes to rectify himself and worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, go closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then that action must be in line with the sharia and with the teachings of Allah and Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You can't expect to do an action which is contrary to the teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, contrary to the teachings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. An example can't be found in the first generations, and the person thinks that this will bring me closer to Allah. This is not a reality. And rather than going closer, you know, just how these munafiqeen, they thought they were good people. They thought they were doing something good. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that they are the mufsidun, they are the ones who are corrupting. So similarly, a person is corrupting the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the person will only end up misguiding himself, and if others follow him, he misguide other people as well. So sometimes a person, he might think to himself that this action is good, but it has to be in line with the teaching of the sharia. A person, for example, he performs his Maghrib Salah, and he thinks to himself that the whole world, they only pray 3 rakats Maghrib Salah, you know, I'm going to pray 4. Yeah, I'm going to get even more closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I'm going to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala even more. Rather than 3, I'm going to pray 4. Will his Maghrib be valid? No, because it's not in line with the teachings of what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Rasulullah have taught us. Now, before going forward as well, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala over here is making mention of the munafiqeen. And the majority of the munafiqeen in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, especially in Madinah Munawwara, they were the Yahud and Nasara, the Jews and the Christians. And when the Muslims started to take over, some of them, for worldly gain, they showed themselves to be Muslims, but inside, they were still Christians, they were still Jews. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned before, that وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يَقُولُ أَمَنَّا بِاللَّهِ وَبِالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ, that from amongst the people, meaning these Jews and Christians who are pretending to be Muslims, they say that we believe in Allah and they believe in the final day, life after death, the day of judgment. We believe in that. And Allah mentions وَمَا هُمْ بِيُؤْمِنِينَ, but in reality, they are not believers. So the question arises that the Jews and the Christians, they also believe in Allah. Yeah, they believe in deity, they believe in the Creator. And they also believe in life after death. They believe in the last day, and they believe that we will be resurrected. So despite this, why is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned that وَمَا هُمْ بِمُؤْمِنِينَ, that they are not true believers. They don't really believe in Allah. They don't really believe in the Akhirah. So the commentators mentioned the reason for this is that even though they claim to believe in Allah, they claim to believe in the day of judgment, life after death, but their version of Allah, what they believe whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is, and what they believe will happen in the akhirah, this is distorted. This is not the correct belief which a person should have. Hence, their iman is not complete, and their iman is fake. It's not really there. So, for example, the Christians, they believe that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is what? He's three. Yeah, they believe in Allah, they believe in Isa alayhi salam, they believe in the Holy Spirit. Allah is made up of three, na'udhu billah. They believe Isa alayhi salam to be the son of Allah. They believe him to be Allah and the son of Allah, and all of, you know, whatever nonsense they have. Even the Jews, they have their certain beliefs with regards to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, certain things they believe with regards to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is not true. Hence, because their version of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not the correct version. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we know, is wahdahu la sharika, He has no partners. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is free of faults. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is free of any deficiency. So if a person believes in Allah, but he believes that Allah has a partner, or he believes in some sort of deficiency in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, na'udhu billah, or he believes that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made special rules with regards to certain people, then he is believing in something other than Allah. Because Allah is not the one who did this. Allah is not the one who is like this. So in reality, he's not really believing in Allah. So similarly, with regards to the akhirah, they may believe in the final day. But what is their belief, especially the Jews, that those who are the sons of the Anbiya alayhi salam, or those who are Jews, you know, it doesn't matter what they do in their life, they'll be forgiven by Allah. They are the special servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, you know, they definitely will go to Jannah. They will definitely go to paradise. So this belief of theirs with regards to the akhirah, this is distorted, this is not the true reality. Hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, wa mahum bimu'minin, that iman is not true. So what we understand from this, that for, in order for a person's iman to be accepted in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, his aqidah, because the being of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the qualities of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, has to be correct, and with regards to the details of the day of judgment or any fundamental of deen, has to be in line with that which was taught by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which you understand from the Quran and ahadith. If a person, he believes in the concept, but he doesn't believe in certain details which we know is qat'i, which we know is decisive, which we know there is no doubt with regards to this, then that iman is not, you know, is void in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Very briefly, in today's verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that وَإِذَا قِيلَ لَهُمْ آمِنُوا كَمَا آمِنَ النَّاسِ, when it is said to these people that bring iman just how other people have brought iman. Should we bring iman? Should we have faith? That's how these foolish people have brought iman. That's how these foolish people, they believe. Should we believe like them? Allah innahum sufaha walakin la ya'lamun. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that, listen very carefully, they are in reality the foolish ones, but they do not know. Many things to mention, inshallah. We'll just touch on a couple of things. So first of all, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when it is said to them, وَإِذَا قِيلَ لَهُمْ آمِنُوا كَمَا آمَنَ النَّاسِ, bring iman just how certain people have brought iman. Who are these certain people that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is referring to over here? The Sahaba. When it is said to them that bring iman like how the Sahaba radiallahu anhum have brought iman, then because these people, they were people of higher stature, they had some sort of status in society, they thought of themselves to be very intellectual, they thought of themselves to be a people of power, and the Sahaba, the majority of them, they were poor, they were weak, they never had any status in the society, they were seen to be insignificant. So, and because of this, they think that these people are fools, they're very foolish. So they would say that, should we bring iman? That's how these foolish people have brought iman. First lesson we learn, that it is the iman of the Sahaba radiallahu anhum which is the desired standard. Our standard of iman should be like the Sahaba radiallahu anhum. So whatever we learn with regards to iman that comes from the Sahaba, our iman and our understanding of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the fundamentals of deen should be in line with the teachings of the Sahaba. If a person's aqidah and his belief goes away from the understanding of the Sahaba, then this is void. Allah said, Kama amana nas. Bring iman, just how the Sahaba radiallahu anhum have brought iman. So from this we can understand the status of the Sahaba. How great were the Sahaba that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made their iman the standard. That if you want to be successful, then become like these people. So from the many fitan and trials and tribulations that we face, one of the fitan and tribulations of this day and age is that people, sometimes they point a finger at certain Sahaba radiallahu anhu. We have the Shias on one side anyway, but even certain people who claim to be from Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah, from the people of the Sunnah and the Jama'ah, and the Jama'ah of the Sahaba, they say certain things with regards to certain Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu, whether it may be Amir Mu'awiyah radiallahu anhu, whether it may be Abu Sufyan radiallahu ta'ala anhu, other Sahaba radiallahu anhum, they will point fingers at them or certain things that they may have done. There's no time to go into the details, but they say that, oh, this shows that, you know, he wasn't a good person, na'udhu billah. Or this shows that, you know, he was deficient in this regard. What our aqidah should be with regards to the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, that yes, they were insan, they were humans, hence they may have made mistakes. But despite any mistakes that they may have done, we believe that they were mukhlis, they were sincere. Their iman was of such a level that me and you cannot even comprehend. Their conviction and belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, their tawakkul and reliance on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we can't even fathom. Yeah, the stories of Sahaba that we, you know, that we hear, sometimes we think to ourselves, is this even true? You know, can a person even be like this? How generous they were, how much they would give up their own luxuries, how much they would give up and sacrifice for the sake of other people. Just read the books like Hayatul Sahaba, the lives of the Sahaba, you know, written by Hazrat Maulana Yusuf Kandrabi Rahmatullah Ali. A person is left astonished, you know, what kind of people were these? Yeah, it's like Jannah and Jahannam were completely in front of them. You know, mountains of gold could be put in front of them, but they would not give up anything. Their two rakats were truly more beloved to them than the whole world and whatever it contains. So, but because they were insan, they were humans, they may have made certain mistakes. But despite their mistakes, we understand that we believe that their mistakes were very minor in comparison to the mistakes that me and you make. Even, we can say, the elders of today, the mistakes that they make, is much more in comparison to the mistakes which certain Sahaba may have made. And their mistakes, we believe that they did Tawbah, they repented to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we have this husnul dhan and this good thought with regards to them that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has forgiven them. And this is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in the Quran, radiallahu anhum wa radu an, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pleased with them, and they are pleased with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this way of thinking that the Sahaba, they were deficient, or, you know, na'udhu billah, they had love for this dunya, etc., this is from shaitan. And when a person thinks evil of the Sahaba, then his connection with the deen will also become weak. Because this deen and this Islam, it reached through the Sahaba. It's all of chain. You know, we learn from our teachers, they learn from their teachers, they learn from the teachers, and ultimately it comes to the Sahaba who learnt and took from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So if a person thinks that the Sahaba were deficient somewhere, then that means that link between us and Rasulullah sallam, there is deficiency in that. And if a person cuts that link off, then a person's link with Rasulullah sallam will cut off. And the scholars, they also mention that this is from shaitan, that first and foremost, you know, a person will have evil thoughts with regards to the Sahaba, and then slowly, slowly, shaitan's wasawis and his whispers will increase, and a person will have entertained evil thoughts with regards to even Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, billah. And then from this, Allah subhanahu, you know, a person will have evil thoughts with regards to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Will have doubts with regards to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and then a person, you know, is completely void of iman. So this is, when it comes to Sahaba radhiyallahu ta'ala anhum, you know, they had their own differences within them. They had wars amongst themselves. You know, this is not something we don't deny. This is something, it's a reality which happened. But even when they had differences, we believe that both sides were mukhlis. They were both sincere. Whatever they did for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They did that which they thought was correct. But we don't make any sort of decision that, you know, he was right, he was wrong. You know, he did this or she did this, and they shouldn't have done this. You know, Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah, we keep our tongues silent with regards to anything that the Sahaba radiallahu anhu did. There are many ahadith of Rasulullah in which he mentions the state of the Sahaba, that we shouldn't speak evil of the Sahaba. When you see a person saying something evil with regards to Sahaba, then say, you know, may the curse of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be on your evil. No, a person should stay quiet. Even if a person was come to hear that, oh, a certain Sahabi did something like this, or a certain Sahabi said something like this. No, despite this, we understand that the iman of the Sahaba, this is something which is desired by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that, bring iman like how? Kama amana nas, how those certain people, meaning Sahaba, brought iman. Inshallah, we'll just suffice on this. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the true understanding of the Quran and these lessons that we learned. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the ability to implement in our lives. Ameen wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wa sallam bina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in.